Side. We just heard from a band called Shadow Side. Which is a band from Brazil. May have been obvious that was a female singer. We heard a song from them called A Smile Upon Death from their CD Inner Monster Out. It's SHP Records, but I believe that is really self-released, basically. Before that, by request, Incantation. We heard Unholy Massacre from Tribute to the Goat. Frazier brought that in. That was also by request. We heard Merciful Fate by request. And I played Curse of the Pharaohs from the beginning CD. Before that, another request was for Deicide, Once Upon the Cross. Frazier knows he's cool for bringing all this stuff in. And Jeff Loomis started it off with his new CD called Plains of Oblivion. We heard The Ultimatum, Jeff Loomis. So that's where we are. We are over halfway through the show. It is now 12:34 a.m., and we'll be doing this until 2 o'clock. At that time, we go to the chestnut tree. We should see the return of Anne in about an hour or so. Let me now introduce...
Who are you going to introduce, Bill?
Some more guests into the studio.
Orale.
From GSP TV.
Oh, yes. We in the building.
George St. Pierre.
What the heck?
George St. Pierre.
He's welterweight champ of the USC. The guy is awesome.
Man, dude.
That's how much I'm wired into that now. I see GSP, and that's all I can think.
Still beating heart, dude.
That's all I can think.
Out of his chest. I'm scared.
So what's up? We got John, George, the epic Texan.
John, George, and the rest of the...
It's a pleasure. Appreciate y'all having epic. Us now.
Yes, thanks for having us on here.
Let's find out what y'all are up to.
Well,
what's the scheme?
John,
what's going
tell
on?
Tell us the name of your company, dude.
Well, the name of the company is GSP TV. We go out, we cover local metal, we take them to TV. We literally take them to Houston.
Sure.
We move to the digital Houston network, you know, the boxes, the digital boxes.
Okay.
And we do videos. We do interviews and videos to cover local music for, you know, the metal scene. We've had Day of Reckoning. We've had Carry the Storm. We've had Fallacy. We've had a lot of the metal bands in Houston because there's too much talent sitting in the market. And a little over a year ago, almost a year, it will be a year, September 17th, the show's been running.
Oh, yeah.
And been really, really successful. Right now, we're holding 80% of the viewing audience. Is that right?
Excuse me. Yeah, we've been really strong, man, picking up. Every day we're growing. It's amazing how we're managing to reach out and help out a lot of these artists and bands that are out here needing the exposure and stuff like that.
I have two questions. First, does the name stand for anything?
Well, actually, the name was brought up. I was working a while back with a legendary artist by the name of Bushwick Bill. We actually came
Bushwick
up.
Bill, really? Yeah, that's a good voice, yeah.
Yeah, we put a gospel album together. Yeah. And, you know, I just been working with artists, various artists. I do Latin, hip-hop, rock. I do gospel, just different, working with all genres of music, so... came out G-Spot Production.
G-Spot Production. I'm not going to forget that anytime soon. It was important for a reason. All right.
So G-Spot Productions actually stands for God's Special Purpose of Talent, which is a growing thing that we're doing now and helping out a lot of talent as well. You know, it's a gift that I was blessed with. So I'm actually out here just blessing other talented people with what I was blessed with. You know, it's a major move, power move.
All right, that sounds cool. And again, this is the Epic Texan right here, TJ.
Hello,
you know,
right.
It's actually like that's not the name of the whole.
Well, I see he's wearing the colors.
Yeah, but he was telling me.
I spent my time at UT, appreciate that.
Yeah, we're hooking horns. We're hooking horns at home too.
We've been expanding constantly into, you know, the metal scene and our productions. And matter of fact, we got a show with Herman and yourself coming up,
right?
To support some more metal, and we just brought the Epic Texan about 2 months ago into our family. because I needed a co-host and some extra oomph for the stage.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I was pretty much, you know, doing stuff on my own before I joined these guys. I was pretty much doing the same thing, just on a kind of like a lower end, you know, just YouTube shows and stuff like that, you know. John discovered me. He saw what I was doing. He's like, hey, you know, we've got more of a production level that you can work with, so why don't you come join us? I was like, that would absolutely, you know, up my level of what I was already doing.
That was a good match. So the other thing I was going to say real quick was he was part of the 420 Fest, Herman, and if anybody remembers the 420 Fest, if you guys were there, you know, it was a cool, that was a cool show. You know,
he did, Herman, you did awesome.
Yeah,
you
awesome
did a really good
show.
Job on that, man.
You did a good job, yeah. Did, so, dude. Herman, go ahead.
Especially
dude,
considering the weather conditions.
Oh, yeah. Right. People thought there was a hurricane or something. It was kind of stupid.
I know.
Yeah.
But,
you know.
But how can some of the other local bands that haven't had the opportunity to be on your show get on your show?
They can email us. You know, they can contact us on Facebook. I'm on Twitter, Facebook. You know, I'm on the social networks. I do a lot of the social networking stuff. You know, there's so many ways to contact us.
Give them some of the contact.
You can contact, you know, there's GSPTV on Facebook. There's also Houston No Cover Magazine, which is what we're also working on with our magazine production. You can find that on Facebook. You can find any of these. All three of us are on Facebook. You know, I'm on Twitter as well, just at The Epic Texan. You know, you can email any of us. You can email me personally, theepictexan@gmail.com. You know, any way you want to contact us, we're all over the place.
Right, and my email is DJ_the1andonly@yahoo.com. And to get booked quick, that's the best email for it. And because I'm pretty much, Epic's my right-hand man on the, when we take over the shows and I set the shows. George is in control of all the
production
end of it. I take care of all the lining out the bands.
Also, sorry to interrupt, a couple of websites you can go to. John's is DJTheOneLive.com and mine is TheEpicTexan.com.
Yes, we also do live streaming as well. You know, we kind of give the best of the exposure that anybody can have, and we'll be more than happy to have more bands out.
Right, you guys just did that with the Straight Line Stitch.
Yeah, we had Engine 69, Black 13, a lot of the locals here on the card with Straight Line Stitch, and we brought in and was in the chat rooms watching the whole show, 1,100 viewers.
Yeah, man, that was like our biggest viewed as far as stream-wise.
Wow.
You know, it was incredible. We had a lot of people from the UK. Matter of fact, the Black 13 got big props on that from a lot of the UK fans. So anything's possible, and that's our job behind GSPTV, is to bring any possibility that you can think of to reality.
Right, and that's what I like about the show that you guys did with Straight Line Stitch, is that like a band like Black 13 got a lot of exposure,
right?
And you know, a lot of notoriety, because everybody after the words were talking about that one band, and a lot of the other bands also got a lot of good play from that.
Right.
So that's what I like, is that you guys brought in a national act, brought in some really killer locals. And streamlined it, you know, live at that one day. Now you guys are going to be doing the same thing with the Machinist show. Any other shows that you might be hooking up like that?
Tomorrow night I will be personally at the BFE Rock Club.
Okay.
With Clay Oz, Without Your Lies, and a bunch of the metal bands, Lone Star Massacre, are going to be over there at the BFE Rock Club. And if you want, you're more than welcome to come out. And if you want to give away a couple tickets, I'll put them right on my guest list for tomorrow. They can come hang out with me.
Cool. Yeah.
And out there also, at the BFE Rock Club.
Also, we got on June 30th, another Epic Fest here at Numbers Nightclub. We're bringing punk rock back. We got an old classic punk rock band, Luxurious Panthers, we're bringing back, along with Dykes on Bikes, Grizzly, and a couple other bands. It's going to be another Epic Fest, so we're going to try to bring punk rock back to the Houston scene as well.
Luxurious Panthers, are they going to come out with their upright bass?
Yes.
Yep. That's awesome. Yeah, I saw those guys a long time ago.
Yes, they're coming back full throttle for me. And cool. It's been really, really neat talking to them guys and getting this production behind it. It's going to be it's going to be a special night, because as y'all know, Luxurious Panthers have not been out in quite some time.
No, I haven't heard the name in a long time.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. And they will be there. The 30th. Yep. I've confirmed it. several times, and yeah, then it will be the same show that y'all expected back in the, you know, in the day, and we'll be there.
Right. And numbers. If anybody wants any more info, we do have an event page posted up on Facebook.
Cool. So one more time, how metal bands can get a hold of you guys on to set up some shows?
Let's make it real easy for them. They can look up DJ The One live.com. If they go there, there is my email information and everything else. And they can drop me a line. I will get them scheduled in with myself, the Epic Texan, George. We will.
Right.
Oh, yeah. We you know, we mix and match shows. Like tomorrow, I got a couple of rock bands to start off to get to keep the regulars comfortable, okay, to build to the metal. You know, and that way we want comfortability.
What?
In our shows. Yeah, well, you know, because if you start off at 8 o'clock at night, you know, with mosh pits,
hit them right over the head.
You know, you're not going to have anybody at 2 o'clock in the morning.
That's how we like it.
Because they're going to be all knocked out. So, you know, we build up to that.
Yeah. Okay.
We got a lot of neat stuff. I mean, I'll be up at the Mayhem doing interviews with Slayer and Anthrax and Slipknot.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I got all my press credentials are bored at.
Yep. Recently, a few weeks ago, you know, we were at Warehouse Live. We got to interview Shadows Fall.
Okay.
Yeah.
So are these interviews that you guys are doing, are these going on your TV show also?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right, so when are these TV shows going on?
On TV, it's on 43.8 Houston,
okay,
at 11 o'clock in the evenings every Thursday night. And we're looking, and George could tell you.
Wait,
better.
Say that again.
It's on UTN 43.8, which is, if you go to your digital TV network,
okay,
it's the regular, well, today the antenna is a digital box. Go to 43.8, and you can watch us at 11 o'clock on Thursdays, and we're looking at expanding into a second time slot. Oh, yeah. George can elaborate more on that. Plus, we should be moving the cable here pretty quick.
Yeah, everything... Lord will, you know, we're looking to pick up production as far as moving our shows towards cable. You know, I mean,
sure,
we're trying our best to walk up that ladder and just bring all the exposure to the city, as well as the bands. You know,
well, good luck with it.
We're looking for new talent. We're looking to help out anybody that's willing to.
And we don't just do, you know, the concerts and the radio and the magazine. You know, we reach out more beyond that. You know, we can do commercials for companies. We can do, you know, music videos for bands and stuff like that as well. You know, we're kind of like a one-stop shop for everybody.
Oh, yeah.
Cool. Very interesting.
When we bring this national no cover back, we reached an agreement. The only way we were going to buy the rights and to the national no cover title was to literally say it's Houston's product.
Right? Yeah.
Houston's, we don't, you know, national bands get it all day long. I want the insides to be totally about us. And, okay, and No Cover Magazine is totally 110% agreed with that. Day Reckoning is part of the first company copy that's coming out in a couple weeks.
Right.
To be our centerpiece, surrounded by the straight line stitch card we just had.
Right.
To where, you know, Engine 69, all those bands are all covered.
Right.
In there. You know, to where this is totally Houston's attention. And we can raise the level. You know, that's important because everybody knows we've been in a slump.
It seems like when you get major shows that they always seem to skip Houston.
Correct. And I'm trying to make it to where they don't forget about us. And that's the biggest part.
So tomorrow you got the show at BFE.
Yeah. Correct.
What were the bands again?
We got Lone Star Massacre. We got... Chaos. We also got Without Your Lies. And let's see. Well, there's a couple more on the card that are slipping my head right at this moment. But if you want to give a couple tickets away, they're more than welcome. I'll put them right on my personal guest list. Bring them in.
Okay. That's what we'll do.
All right, we'll do that.
And
right,
if
now,
you'd like,
yeah,
to come out, Herman, or any of the crew, y'all are more than welcome as well.
Cool. So anybody who's listening, we're going to wrap this up and do that giveaway immediately. So 713-526-5738 is the number. Make that clear. This is for tomorrow night
at BFE.
BFE.
11528 Jones Road.
All right. So you got the number. We're going to take what callers you want.
Let's go ahead and go with three.
Two and three. All right. All right. So let me go ahead and start. I appreciate y'all coming in. I'll have to check in with you again in the future and see how this is developing.
Anytime y'all want to come do a live feed at one of the shows, you are more than welcome at any time to come out with the program to support the scene.
Okay. Well, find out more. I'm sure more of the bands that we know are going to be more in contact with you and start seeing some of this stuff happen.
Definitely. So, I've known Hermit for a couple years, and he's done an awesome job here as well as out there with the metal scene. So, you know, I'm sure I'll be in touch quite a bit.
All right, John. George, Epic. Cool. Good to see you.
Hey, man.
Thank you very much.
Hey, everybody right out there listening, thanks for the support, man. And
absolutely.
Sure. Well, let me start this next set of music with something else new. This is a band we used to play called Mnemic. They have a CD which is called Nemesis that has just come out. Nemic, M-N-E-M-I-C. The odd spelling. This is on Nuclear Blast. We're about to hear a song on it called Haven at the End of the World. See what you think about this. And call us now on those tickets, 713-526-5738, if you want to see that show. It's BFE tomorrow night.